This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to focus on redemption, because all conservatives need is a little time, and we get redemption. I mean, I can look at what happened with me at Fox, right? I tweeted about the Kavanaugh accusers being lying skanks, and that's what they were. Now, I was right at the time, but of course I caught heat for it. And everybody, well, Kevin, I'm not, concerned about me and all that. And I go, look, first of all, I'm right now, but for the other people that don't believe me to be right, guess what? Their time will come where they will learn that indeed Blasey Ford and Svetnick and whoever else were lying skanks. I stand by the comment. That's why I continue to say it, against the vice of some on my team. But I don't care. I've had people go, well, that's impacting your Q score. You know, people look, pull you up, and that's what they see. Kevin Jackson fired from Fox over this comment. And I go, yeah, but then there are people that go, wear it like a badge of honor. Let me tell you, I don't listen to either one. I follow my own heart. I wear it like a badge of honor. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Redemption is what I want to talk about. Redemption is what happens when you are on the side of righteousness. I didn't have any disdain for Blasey Ford or Svetnick. None at all. I didn't even know who these women were, but I did know this. Once they were exposed to me, I knew exactly what they were. I don't know Kavanaugh. It isn't like Kavanaugh said, Kev, listen, help a brother out. Will you say, let me give you a little coin and you say something to protect me. He didn't ask for protection. You know who I'm protecting? I was protecting my sons. I was protecting your sons. I was protecting your grandfathers and your fathers, your uncles, your brothers, your cousins, your male cousins, even your transitional ones. I was protecting all of them. I don't mind. I'll take the bullets. Isn't that what we pay the military to do? The Navy SEALs of the world? The people out there saying, I'm your Huckleberry. I was talking the talk and walking the walk. That's what I did. And I have zero regrets. Fox News should be regretting it. Because boy, it's like watching paint dry over there these days. There is no Democrat, folks, on the side of righteousness. You can't be righteous when you refuse to follow your heart, when you refuse to follow your gut, when you refuse to be willing to stand alone. I talked about in the first hour of today's program all of the things that the Democrats have gotten wrong. Global climate this, and oil is going to be gone, and the glaciers are going to all melt, and the earth is going to be flooded, and all kinds of doom and gloom. I don't know. I want to cover the candidates this hour, but here's what I'll tell you. Joe Biden made a comment that should scare you if he were to become president. Listen to what this guy said of what he would do to oil executives.
The third thing we have to do is we have to set certain guide rails down now. So between the years 2021 and 2030, it's irreversible the path we set ourselves on. And one of which is doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal. And by the way, when they don't, we deliver them, put them in jail. That's what I've been. I'm not joking.
When they don't deliver, put them in jail. Wouldn't you like to do that with politicians? When they don't deliver, put them in jail? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I got to tell you, boy, these people are scary. These Democrats are absolutely scary in the sense of they will put you in jail for misgendering. Excuse me, sir. How dare you call me sir when you know that I'm a man? I guess it was that beard and that Adam's apple that gave it away. You know, sorry. Please. It seems like we're joking about it. There's no joke here. You could go to jail for this. You could go to jail in California because you are a climate denier. They want to put you in jail because you don't believe in global climate change. No, I don't. I've even argued with some of my, quote, conservative friends. Kevin, we agree on everything except this global climate change. And I go, look, one of us is a scientist and the other isn't. And I'll tell you right now, I'm no meteorologist. I'm no climatologist, but I am a logistician. I'm a logical guy that has a very good background in a lot of science. And here's what I'll tell you. Global climate change is BS. And I'll stand by it 1,000%, and I'll debate the smartest guy on the planet on global climate change. Bring him. I won't reference one single bit of old data.
Well, in 1970, there was a study.
I don't need a study. I will debate you on global climate change using only my brain and only what I know, only what I've realized. Happy to do it. People ask me all the time, Kevin, how do you go out and do this stuff? I go, because I use common sense. It's amazing how powerful common sense can be when you ask people questions. Well, you say 93% of scientists. Well, let me ask you this. How many scientists are there? Can you just give me a number? You've used 93% that you say agree with you. How many scientists are? That's a very simple question, right?
Kevin, there are 1,375 scientists, and we've surveyed all of them, and 93%.
Okay, now I got something to work with. But when you, if I'm going to ask you how many scientists are there in your field of study, and you can't answer that question, I'm going to call BS on your stat. See, that's just common sense. I don't have to go to MIT to get an answer. Just give me the field of, give me the numbers. Give me where you got that number from. That's a basic thing. Everyone kicking around.
It's several science. 93% of scientists said this here and that and the other.
Well, really? Okay, well, let me ask you, Barack. How many scientists are there that study this field? And you better be able to show me that you went to every one of them and 93% of them said it. Because I hear that that's not the case. I hear that your numbers are BS. I hear that you made them up. Oh, you mean 93% of the ones that you surveyed. Okay, great. Let's run with that. How many of those got paid? How many of those people are independent and how many got paid? That's what I want to know. See, this is not tough. Anyway, Biden would jail oil execs because he says they're not living up to, they're bad stewards of the planet. That would be like jailing people's families from when Spindletop erupted in Texas and we started the oil boom. You're going to be mad because we saved the whales, because we saved the forest? Has anybody looked at what technology has done to save the animals and to help actually save the planet? Of course not. We come back, I want to rank the Democrats and go into a new division.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, I love these candidate rankings. This is relatively new. They rank the Democrats from July to the present. And they give you the top. And it's like the top 10. And it's really interesting in some ways. And here's, it's interesting and it's pathetic in some ways. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Pathetic in the sense that they got the same candidates, and they're all jostling. And I'm gonna when we get through this list, I think you're gonna see what I'm talking about. This is it's laughable. It's a laughable list. God, if I was a Democrat, I'd be embarrassed by this list. So in July, Joe Biden was number two, but now he's number one. And here's how they formed it. Biden has led national polls since announcing his campaign in April. His advantage has eroded since. Now, I've been telling you guys, I said Biden has gone down consistently since he announced. I want you to contrast that with Trump. Trump announced he was in the 20s, and he started a steady rise. Never did it go down. It went from 21% to 22, to 23, to 25, whatever. You know, up, 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 up. Anyway, they said the former vice president is roughly 10 points ahead of his nearest challenger, Senator Bernie Sanders, and the polling averages of both Real Clear Politics and 538. So Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin's site, and 538, a group that measures all the congressional candidates and everybody. And those are the ones saying Biden is number one. Here's what they write. Biden's support has proved more resilient than many observers predicted, despite halting the debate performances and attacks from rivals and smears from President Trump. There are at least three pillars buttressing Biden's candidacy. First and foremost, he is way ahead of his rivals in terms of black support. Now, let me just stop there for just a second and tell you guys, if Biden is your savior for the black support, forget about it. He's going to get torched. I mean, it's already bad news for him, but he's going to get torched in the actual campaign because the segregationist stuff isn't going away. All of those swing low comments that he's made, you know,
well, you can't really get a good hamburger at a joint without even, you know, at a 7-Eleven without talking to an Indian or a Pakistani. I don't know all the different things that he said, but it is not going away.
Nor is his, Biden thinks he's going to smooth, he's going to,
you know, oh, look, Donald Trump is saying this or that, and he's going to give some sort of a platitude, and everybody's going to go, oh, Trump is stupid.
Donald Trump is going to destroy Biden if he's the guy. I still don't think he's going to be the guy. But you know what? I'm okay being wrong here. I'm okay being wrong. But if he's relying on the black vote, good luck with that, Joe. The guy that said,
I go to the black parts of my city.
Wow. Let's hear that one in a commercial, which somebody like me is liable to run. Here's what they said. Second, polls from battleground states have helped make the case that he's the best person to take on Trump. So Democrats are still relying on this notion of the polls. The polls are going to do it for him, right? If anything, we know that Biden in a head-to-head matchup is going to beat Donald Trump. I love the optimism of these folks. I love it. They had, I'm not kidding you, they had practically every candidate beating Trump, Biden, Sanders, Warren, Harris, all of them, Yang, all of them beating Trump in a head-to-head. Which, let me just tell you, if you know Democrats speak, they're telling you all of these candidates will lose head-to-head against Donald Trump. Just got to learn how to read between the lines. Third, Biden's long career and centrist ideology appear to have a comforting appeal to voters who are tired of the never-ending dramas of the Trump era. I love the person writing this article. Never-ending dramas of the Trump era are created by the Democrats, and everybody knows that now. The Russian collusion, the Ukraine nonsense, all debunked, all now pointing the finger at the Democrats. And for the record, I haven't talked about it this year. By the way, Happy New Year. I haven't talked about it this year yet. Not much. But Durham's report will be damning to the left. Period. It's going to crush careers. It's going to put people in prison. And that's the backdrop for the dramas. But let me tell you the real dramas. The real dramas appear in your paycheck. The real dramas appear in your 401k. The real dramas appear in how fat your pension is. The real drama appears when you take vacations, when you enroll your kids in summer programs, when you find out you're actually able to build a little bit of a savings account, do a few things extra that you couldn't do in the era of nothing, the era of zero. But here's what I love most about this thing. It says, Biden has serious challenges, too. He's trailing in polls in both Iowa and New Hampshire. If he finishes off the pace in both states, what will happen to his argument about electability? I wonder what. I wonder what will possibly happen when people figure out that Biden isn't as electable They said, it's also plausible that part of Biden's appeal lies in name recognition and that this advantage will be eroded as Democratic voters who are not political obsessives tune into the race in the coming weeks. Biden is a relatively weak front runner, but he is a front runner nonetheless. That's their article. Let's move on to number two, though. In July, Bernie Sanders' ranking was fourth. Now he's up to two. I want you to understand something, folks. The two oldest people in the race are old white guys, rich old white guys. Biden, let me go back to him for just a second. Biden is going to have, I hope it's Biden. I really do. You want to know why? Because Burisma, the Chinese, Hunter Biden, Biden's history on race, bring it. Bring it. I'll go, John. I hope that he's the candidate. I can't believe it. Let's do it. You bring me Joe Biden. Bring it. That was a terrible English accent, but you get what I'm saying. Anyway, Sanders, who had a heart attack in October, they say could have spelled disaster for a candidacy that was already in danger of being eclipsed by Elizabeth Warren. But Sanders bounced back with vigor, delivering an impressive debate performance in Ohio, his first major appearance after the heart attack, and Warren has faltered. Sanders' candidacy also got a positive jolt when progressive icon Representative AOC endorsed him. The 30-year-old congresswoman has appeared with the 78-year-old senator at several rallies, helping him draw large crowds. Passion is evident in his fundraising numbers. Last quarter, he had more cash on hand, $33.7 million, than any other candidate in the field. It's easy to imagine him holding on to the top spot in the money race when the new financial filings occur covering the last 3 months of 2019, and those numbers are out. Sanders raised quite a bit of money. Bernie Sanders, 78-year-old socialist, gets a boost from a junior congressman. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq, the Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible
for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Opening the Senate, McConnell continues,
"For too long, this evil man operated without constraint, and countless innocents have suffered for it."
Top military officials are confirming that at least 3,000 troops are being sent to the Middle East as tensions continue to rise, and President Trump will deliver remarks at an Evangelicals for Trump coalition launch Friday evening. The event taking place just outside of Miami, the president will then head back to his Mar-a-Lago resort for the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They are ranking the Democrats. Joe Biden was number two. He's moved into the number one slot. Bernie Sanders was number four in July. He's moved into the number two slot. What's funny to me is that all the jockeying and the jostling that's happening in the Democratic Party, they've got no blacks, no Asians, no Latinos, and they got a fake Indian who's number three. And we'll get to Elizabeth Warren here in a second. But they got the same cast of characters that nobody wants. They had Jeff Bezos begging Bloomberg to enter. He did. I don't know if he's in the list. I honestly forgot. He entered. What's he done? Nothing. What did I tell you he would do? He'd accomplished nothing. He's worth $50 billion. And everybody's, our billionaires are bigger than your billionaires. Tom Steyer's worth $36 billion. Where is he? He's on the list. For all intents and purposes, he might as well not be. He's a non-entity. These guys with all their money, all their so-called notoriety, and they can't catch Donald Trump. And it's a simple formula that Trump uses. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. But it's a simple formula. Be who you are. Tell the truth. And oh, by the way, your policy decisions should mimic common sense and what Americans want. I was talking about Sanders earlier. Here's what they said. Sanders has his vulnerabilities, too. Ill feeling lingers in some quarters of the party for his long 2016 campaign against the eventual nominee Hillary Clinton. Centrists frequently voice fears that he could be too far left for the nation at large. Really? I mean, the number two candidate is an avowed socialist. By the way, a now millionaire socialist who sold out when Hillary Clinton asked him to step aside. Here's what they go on to say. Even if Sanders won both Iowa and New Hampshire, the party establishment would almost certainly try to block his path to the nomination. In other words, nothing's changed. And by the way, the Democrats would be very smart to do that because Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. They said he has a real shot of becoming the nominee. I hope he makes it. Number three, Senator Warren, July ranking number one. Warren was the clear front runner as recently as October when she led polls in Iowa and New Hampshire and challenged Biden for the national lead. Her surge provoked scrutiny and fierce attacks from her rivals. The result has been a dip from those halcyon days. The Massachusetts senator's position on Medicare for All played a central part in her decline. Some rivals, such as Buttigieg,
argued that there was a more sweeping proposal than the electorate wanted. But Warren also failed to placate anyone when she took a half step back, announcing she would not try to enact her plan before the third year in office. What a joke. That's hysterical. They said there is some evidence that Warren also saw some of her support move to Buttigieg. Even though the South Bend mayor is more centrist than Warren, the two appear to be fighting over a similar demographic niche. Highly educated white voters. It's far too early to count Warren out. She has a strong operation on the ground in Iowa, a good showing there. A win is by no means out of the question. Could catapult her into New Hampshire, which adjoins her Massachusetts base. And she's formidable on the stump. Warren is in the battle with Sanders to become the standard bearer of the left. If she prevails, she could easily win the nomination. Then you move to Buttigieg. He was number 5 in July. Now he's number 4. He's been the one big surprise of the campaign so far. And by the way, that's the guy I said would probably get it. 37-year-old mayor of a medium-sized Midwestern town has become one of the big 4 contesting the nomination, even as high-profile senators such as Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand have exited. Buttigieg's appeal is built partly on his erudite media appearances. He offers Democrat voters a similar brand of centrism to Biden, but in a more youthful, vigorous vessel. Buttigieg is seeking to become the first openly gay nominee of a major party, which is a draw for some social progressives. I don't even need to go any farther on that, but here's what they say. The mayor has struggled badly to win any significant black support at all, however. In national polls, he is in fourth place. That doesn't make this path to nomination impossible, but it's a steeper hill to climb than for Biden, Sanders, or Warren. Now, here's where it gets really interesting to me, because I'm going to say that's your candidate lineup. Because if number 5 is really legit, and it's Amy Klobuchar, whose ranking in July was number 9, and she's now number 5, shame on the Democrats. They say chances rest upon her outperforming in Iowa. Polling about 6% there, which is better than her showing nationally or in other states. She's been effective on an effective presence on debate stages, but she's battling Biden and Buttigieg in the centrist lane, and she's not gaining traction. She's got 3.7 million at the end of the third quarter, about one-tenth of Sanders' total, and puts her in eighth place in the money race. So there's your top 5 candidates. Biden, who was number 2, is now number 1. And he's still in the same strata. He's not raising much. And I'll tell you, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't believe Biden's going to be the guy. I don't believe it. Now, here's the good news for Biden. If number 2 is Bernie Sanders, and my choice is between Biden and Sanders, I'm probably going to pick Biden. If my choice is between the top 3, Biden, Sanders, and Warren, I'm probably going to pick Biden. He's good there. It's just, who's the dark horse? Who's that person that might come in and take it away from him? And Buttigieg, when I got asked this on the radio, they said, Kevin, who do you think it's going to be? I said, look, I know this will sound crazy because he's not qualified, but then it doesn't matter. But the Democrats like flavors of the day. They like trying to sell people on the idea of first. So I think they'd pick Buttigieg because he'd be the first openly gay president. Barack Obama was the first gay president, but he didn't let anybody know. He's an LGBT president, Barack Obama, that is. But Buttigieg is openly gay. And that would be it. Now, here's the reason why they don't want him. And I said it earlier. If you can't bring that core black vote or the core Latino vote, they talk about blacks and gays. Latinos are a macho culture, and they don't really like the idea of gay. I mean, I don't care if Donald Trump were to announce that he's bisexual. I'll be honest with you, I don't really care. I would find it strange in the sense that I wouldn't have predicted it, but I wouldn't care. Dude is a rock star. So I would be like, first of all, why would you be gay and have Melania? I mean, that would be my first observation. And then secondly, I'd be, why would you be gay and be a billion. I mean, you could have whatever you want. There would be all these other things before I finally, sunk in that he's gay. But I wouldn't care, because at the end of the day, he'd be the most successful president ever if he said he likes screwing zoo animals. I don't really care. It would be weird, but I wouldn't care. So, Buttigieg, if he can make the case that he's going to do something better, but let me just put it this way. Let's make it Buttigieg and bring him up to the fore. What do you think he's going to say?
I'm going to do a better job in the economy than Donald Trump.
Really? How are you going to do that with your progressive attitudes? How's that going to happen? Anyway, we've got Joe Biden from number two now to number one. Bernie Sanders moved from number four to number two. Elizabeth Warren moved from number one to number three. Buttigieg moved from number five to number four. So he's only one slot up. And we've got Amy Klobuchar, who moved from number nine to number five, which apparently is just from attrition. Attrition. But they say she's got to have Biden or Buttigieg stumble badly if she's going to get in contention. But I'd say she should take the, Kasich approach and just try to hang in there. Just hang in there. Because these guys are going to make their mistakes. But the bigger point I want to make here, this list is an embarrassment. This is five relatively wealthy white people out of a cast of everybody. The only thing they can tout is we have a gay candidate. Old white people. If you look at the top three, nothing's really changed. But ask yourself this. Have the Democrats wanted change? They're begging people to come in. One person made a thing that said Joe Biden should make Michelle Obama his VP candidate. That'll do it for him. Maybe it would. There's a reason why Michelle Obama won't enter this race. I've already told you guys, Michelle Obama's got more, she's got more dirt on her than Barack, and hers is easy to find. That's the reason why she's not going to enter. And I don't think she has a servant's heart. So what rabbit are they going to pull out of the hat? There's going to be a lot of funky business going on, but we'll see. And when we come back, we'll do the rest of these.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can only imagine being a Democrat and having this candidate, this field, to look at. I remember in 2015 and leading into 2016 election, the number of candidates we had. We had, obviously, President Donald Trump, the candidate. We had Ted Cruz. We had Senator Rand Paul. We had Huckabee. We had Lindsey Graham, we had Carly Fiorina, and many. We can remember many of these candidates. We had Dr. Ben Carson, we had lots of qualified candidates, Rick Perry, we had Governor Walker, we had stellar candidates, people that were national figures, and Donald Trump beats them all, And he does it in a fashion that, quite frankly, everybody should be running their political campaigns the way Trump did, running it on truth and confrontation and telling people what they're going to do and doing it. And anyway, Trump ran on this, but he defeated good quality candidates. None of them could have withstood what Trump has done, had to withstand. But at the end of the day, I'm just telling you, we had good people, people with good ideas, bold ideas. They didn't all agree, but, you know, and what was interesting, after the fact, Trump brings Rick Perry, he brings Ben Carson, and others that didn't agree with him. He brought them into the fold. Come work with me. Come be a part of this. Maybe this will be your next stepping stone, Rick Perry, if you want to run for office. Rand Paul, if you want to run for office. Ted, I can tell you with firsthand knowledge, Ted and Heidi Cruz have more than become friends with the Trumps. They love the Trumps. Heidi was with Ivanka a month and a half ago at an event I was at, and you could see that they were they're friends, friendly. So the Democrats are still searching. They've had Biden since April. All these other candidates, even before Biden entered the race, and you know what they wanted? They wanted more candidates. After the fact, Deval Patrick joins. Biggest name to join? Bloomberg. Now, I've decried Bloomberg for some time because I said he shows a level of desperation for the Democrats. In effect, there was already a billionaire in the race, Tom Steyer, had been in longer than anybody, has more money than all the candidates combined outside of Bloomberg, and he's making no traction. He's worth at least three times more than Trump, maybe four times more than Donald Trump, lives out in Silicon Valley, you know, has always been politically active, similar pedigree, if you will, of Trump, because Trump was politically active. Trump said many times, look, if we find the right candidate, he'll turn this country around. He was always talking about politics. Steyer's been going after people for a better part. He supported Obama. He gave money to AOC, which he doesn't like to admit. He's been a political juggernaut. So he says, I want to make a change. I don't like what Trump's doing. And you know what? He gets no traction. That tells you a lot. A billionaire who is the anti-Trump, and he can't get any traction. So what do they do? Let's bring in another billionaire. He's even richer. So Bloomberg had no ranking in July because he didn't exist. They say he's number six. Entered the race in late November, immediately ran into a headwind from critics alleging he was trying to buy the nomination. Worth an estimated $54 billion, perfect Democrat to enter the race. It's funny, the party of the downtrodden, the party of the little guy, has not one, but two billionaires in the race and multiple multimillionaires. They said Bloomberg has spent lavishly on his campaign. They have lifted him to fifth place in the national polling averages of both RZP and 538. They say he plans to stay out of the primaries instead choosing to come into the race at Super Tuesday on March the 3rd. They say the tactic is fraught with danger. It's far from clear that the Democrat grassroots are really seeking a billionaire technocrat who for years supported the controversial police practice known as stop and frisk. Bloomberg recanted that support right before joining the race, but it's still hard to see a realistic path for him. So who's number seven? Businessman Andrew Yang, unranked in July. Now he's number seven. They don't give you the numbers. I don't know whether Biden's at 27% and Yang is at 3%. The only thing I got was Klobuchar, they said, is 6% in Iowa. That's the only indication. But anyway, Yang has carved out, they say, a niche as an outside-the-box thinker. He's drawn enough of a following, the self-proclaimed Yang Gang, to surpass expectations. It's virtually inconceivable that Yang could become the nominee, but he's boosted his national profile and has performed credibly at debates. He would be too idiosyncratic to be anyone's vice presidential running mate, but he has built himself a solid platform to stay in public life. Next, and this is where the list gets really funny to me. It gets crazy. If I was a Democrat, I'd be scratching my head going, you've got to be kidding. Senator Cory Booker, July ranking number 7. Now he's number 8. So Yang kicked Booker out of the mark. An Asian guy just beat a black man up is essentially what I'm telling you. But here's what they say about Booker. Number 8. The campaign has never quite come together for Booker, whose candidacy was talked up in its early stages. He is mired below 3% in national polling averages and is not showing obvious strength in any of the early states. The exit of Harris, the only other major black candidate, has not helped Booker's standing. So Booker's being hurt because the black chick had to drop out. That's pretty funny. At this stage, it says it seems probable that Booker will stay in the race at least until Iowa, but the rationale for an extended run is questionable when he has been so thoroughly eclipsed by his rivals. So here's my point. The top 10 includes people that have absolutely no shot. Cory Booker essentially said, I can't raise any money. If I don't raise any more money, I'm dead. And he's number 8. Why not just stop the list at the top 5? Why not just say, here are the candidates. I mean, look, if you want to see people jockeying and go and asking yourself where the people going to go, I guess maybe you would do the top 10. But it's a joke. It's not even a top 5. It's a top 3. Now, Buttigieg being number 4, maybe you throw him in there for good measure. What's a top 3? The nominee is probably going to be Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren. Long shot being Buttigieg. Everybody after that, forget about it. Don't even bring him up. Booker. Tulsi Gabbard. Her rank in July was 10th. She's now number 9. This is why I'm telling you. You got people the Democrats don't want. They don't want a black dude like Booker. They've been down that road with Barack Obama. And Booker's worse. He's a big crybaby, Spartacus, let me put on for the media type. And the Democrats are going, last thing we need is a drama queen. Remember Booker? I got to say this because it was so funny. He came out and said he's dating that girl. She was in, she's an actress, Rosario something. Anyway, there was a big deal that they were dating and had been dating for a while. And it was a publicity move because the rumor is that Booker is gay or at least bi. So they contrived this story to make Booker not gay. Oh, yeah. And it was so plopped in there. It was like, you know, you're watching a movie about like it's set in the 1830s. And suddenly some guy comes along in a mini bike. I mean, it was popped in there so obvious that you had to think it was a joke. Anyway, he's got no chance. But now, number 9 is Tulsi Gabbard. And the writer says, Tulsi Gabbard is not going to be the nominee. Her iconoclastic stances, ranging from her 2017 visit to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad to her votes of present on Trump's impeachment, guarantee that. But Gabbard has a niche among certain unconventional leftists. In New Hampshire, she's in 5th place, 6% support. Speculation about a third-party run hasn't faded, despite her denials that she's not contemplating such a move. And 10th, I want to move to this, because we're running out of time, is Tom Steyer. Billionaire, longtime campaigner for environmental causes, spent heavily on his presidential ambitions. He's below the person that they say will not be president, will not be the nominee. He's below Booker. Cory Booker, who's out of money. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. This is the most ragtag group of people. They've thrown everything at the kitchen sink. And by the way, if you would have taken a poll, do you want Oprah or any of those candidates, Oprah will beat them all. Don't dare do Michelle Obama. She'd beat them all. That's how pathetic the Democrats are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.